Welcome to the Ali V Inspiration Show for todaysyourtomorrow.com, focusing on today's health and fitness for tomorrow's vitality. Now, here's your host, Ali V.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ali V Inspiration Show. I am your host, Allison Breen, and today we have a really, really special guest. Her name is Shauna Fields, and I'm so excited to have Shauna on this show because normally we have people who are, you know, super, super established in fitness or writing for fitness and nutrition and cookbooks and those kind of things. And Shauna is so great because she's somebody I personally know from the JNL Fusion DVDs that we filmed in April for JNL Worldwide Inc. And she's really up and coming in fitness. But really what's so great is that Shauna has an amazing story that is so inspirational to me. And I just wanted to originally have her on the show. And, you know, it always happens like this for the Ali V Inspiration. I want to get somebody on the show because I like a few things about them or I like their personality and I think they have some great things to share. And then I read their bio and I'm floored. And Shauna is no exception to that rule. She, her bio and her past and her life and her current and her future is so bright and amazing that I almost just want her to share it with you directly. But today I would really like to take a moment and dedicate this show to our brothers, my brother Jimmy and Shauna's brother Ben. Shauna doesn't know this, but my brother passed away a few days after his birthday at 34, but my brother was diagnosed with cancer when he was 1 year old, and they told my mom that he would not live to be 3, and he lived to be 34, and Shauna and I have that in common. And so it's really great when you meet somebody and you look through their life and you see how inspirational they can really, really be. So, Shauna, come on the line. How are you today?
Wow, what a great introduction. Thank you. I'm good. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, great. We're so excited to have you on the Ali V Show. And, you know, I wanted to have you on the show because I know you from the Fusion DVDs. We're getting ready to go do a bunch of JNL stuff in January. I wanted to talk shop, talk fitness, talk about your last competition. And then, you know, I read through your bio and we have the family things in common, and we both, you know, we're very clean about the way that we live our lifestyles, and, you know, but then you have this whole background of fitness that, you know, you have a professional level belt in Brazilian martial arts and all of these amazing things that I just really kind of want you to talk about your, you know, your background to the Ali B fans, because, you know, you're really up and coming in fitness, and everybody, the whole world's going to know who you are after the JNL Fusion DVDs. And I know that you and I did the TKO. I believe we did TKO together. Did we? Were you in TKO?
Yeah,
for the
that one. Yeah.
That's right. I knew that because I remember. So that was so great.
Well, you have copy of them. That's, you actually got to see them first.
I do. I have them, but I have them unedited, so I'll have to get 2 copies of them. So I'm so excited, and, you know, why don't you go ahead and just tell the listeners a little bit about, you know, how you got into health in general as a child.
Okay, it's funny because it's like, how do you sum up a whole life on a podcast, you know? So
exactly.
Well, I had a couple of different people in my life. You know, my grandfather was a bodybuilder, and he was always teaching my mom about Chinese herbs, and he got her started on this health path. And my dad was overweight and obese. He actually started gaining weight after they got married and started having all these kids and trying to take care of all the kids and never wanted to let leftovers go to waste, so he'd eat them because he was really worried about wasting. So I grew up with kind of both sides of the spectrum in my life. And like you had mentioned, my brother had cancer when he was young. He's still alive today, but it was like during that time I was really little, and my mom was pregnant with my little sister at the same time that the doctors told her, you know, your son's not going to live. Anyway, a miracle happened, and he's alive. And But because of all these things, my mom wanted to get my dad into shape and keep the whole family healthy. So we started doing everything. She's read every book you could possibly imagine. I mean, if I have a question on anything, it could be an essential oil, it could be a flower essence, it could be a homeopathic remedy. I call my mom and she knows it, or she's used it, or we've used it. And I kind of gravitated towards it, even though as a kid, you know, we were vegetarians. I was a vegan for 8 years. And part of that had to do with animals, and part of it had to do with my mom teaching me things. It was like the more I learned about it, the more I was like, you know, really wanted to do that at that time. And I just gravitated towards learning about health, and I didn't realize how much I knew about it. And so later in life, actually even recently, I've had people say, gosh, you know so much about this and you know so much about that. And I'm thinking, yeah, the only thing I don't have is a degree, you know, really, what it boils down to. And I always wanted to do a martial art. I used to watch karate and all those movies and think they were so awesome. But I never really found the one I wanted to do. And it's funny because being a vegetarian actually helped me in this path, because I had seen a movie with my martial art in it. It's called Capoeira. And in the movie, I was like, oh, my gosh, what is that? I have to know what that is. And I got to know what this is. So back in the days when we had encyclopedias, I tried looking it up, and I couldn't find it. I didn't know how to spell it. It really was new in the United States at that time, so it was impossible for me to find. And maybe 6 to 8 months later, I happened to be at this Vegetarian Day festival thing they had in a city nearby. And I went through all the booths with my best friend, and I got to the end, and that's where I met my maestre, who was there handing out flyers for the class. And I said, I know what this is. And he's like, yeah, you know, it was in that movie. I said, oh, my gosh, you can teach me how to do that, because I thought it was, like, so impossible at the time. And he's like, yeah. So I went home, and I told my mom, I want to start this class. And she's like, well, you're too young. But then I was 16 at this time. She's like, you're too young to drive to San Jose by yourself. You need to wait, and you need to pay for it yourself because you quit piano, so we're not paying for it. And I was like, what? So I saved money, and I had been working and stuff, and a year later I started, and I became just entranced by it. And I trained 3 nights a week for 15 years. I traveled the world with it. I've met tons of friends. It became pretty much who I was. And during that time, I think is when Oxygen Magazine first came out, and I think I've had every issue of that magazine. I could have missed one or two in the beginning, but I'm pretty sure I had all of them. And I started looking at these, and I saw the Fitness America pageant on ESPN back when they used to put it on TV, and I thought, oh, my gosh, that is so cool. And I went to a few of them in person way back in my early 20s, and I was like, I want to do that, but I always thought in my head, like, I'm going to do that one day, but I thought it was impossible, you know? And it was last year, I was back up a second. I started working out in the gym in my early 20s. I got in pretty good shape at that time, but I didn't really know how to eat for a show, you know? So I basically went through the motions and still was doing my martial art through all this time. And it wasn't until last year that I thought, I'm so sick of saying I'm going to do something I'm going to do it in the future and not do it now. Like, the future, like you say, your today is your tomorrow, and I say my your now creates your later. It's the same principle. It's like I woke up one day and thought, I'm tired of talking about what I want to do all the time. It's like I'm living in a fake world. And I started taking steps towards doing what I really wanted to do. And I got to say, like, when I finally did step on the stage, it was like a dream. It was like I thought, man, somebody give me the microphone because I just want to preach. I just wanted to tell everybody, like, you don't let your dreams die. You've got to try, because even if you fail, at least you can say you tried. And I know everybody reads these motivational things that say, you know, when you look back on your life, that the things you regret aren't the things you tried, it's the things that you didn't try. And I thought, you know,
right.
even a couple of weeks before the show, I was worried about, like, cellulite and all this last little minute stuff. And after I went through the process and saw how it works and saw how close I was to that for so long, I thought, I can't believe it was really all in my mind. It was not just
right.
believing in myself, but every single bit of believing in myself leads to what you do every day. So, you know, you could be stuck in a rut, and unless you really believe you're capable of doing something, you never do it. And so it really taught me how to believe in myself. It really did.
Yeah. Wow. I mean
that was a nutshell.
Yeah, and wow to all that. And I know that you, now you lived, did you live in Brazil or just spend an extended period of time there, or tell us a little bit about.
Okay. After I had already been training, quite a few years in my martial art, my dream was to always go to Brazil. And finally, my friend had moved there from here, and she came back to visit and said, I want to take you down there with me. And I was really scared to go out of the country. I have OCD. I was scared of everything. I'm scared of dogs, for Pete's sake. So I was like, I was afraid to go to South America. I was afraid that I'd get sick or something bad would happen. And so I went down there with her for the first time, and I fell in love with the place. I actually even felt better there than I do here, as far as, like, I used to have a lot of stomach problems and things like that. And when I was down there, I felt good. The food was sitting well. The people were sitting well. The clothes fit me better. It was weird. It was like I just clicked. And because my martial art has, there's music to it. If I explain it to you, you may have seen it. Some people think it looks like breakdancing, but really the slaves were protecting themselves. It's a art born out of slavery. And so the slaves that were brought to Brazil were learning how to protect themselves, and they would hide it within a dance and made it look like a ritual of, like a religious ritual to hide from the slave masters. So there's a lot of rich art and culture involved in it. And so I had already known bits and pieces of the language from the songs that are sung during the martial arts. And so that helped me be able to communicate with people. And then I went back a few times, and then I ended up getting a boyfriend down there, and I traveled there every 3 months for a couple of years until we broke up. And so I think my longest I ever stayed there was 3 weeks at one point in time. But I went every 3 months, and I was training twice a day. And during that period of time is when I really learned my language skills.
Yeah, I think being around you, I remember that you were fluent, aren't you?
Yeah, I was speaking with, actually at the filming, Jennifer Nicole Lee's best friend is Brazilian, and then Scott Herman's girlfriend that was there is Brazilian. And I just happened to figure that out when I was there.
So sorry, everybody listening to the Ali B Inspiration. We have been having a little bit of technical errors. We should be able to edit most of this out. But Shauna was talking about Brazil and speaking a different language, and Jennifer Nicole's best friend, Marley, who is her assistant also. So continue with what you were saying, Shauna. I apologize for the technical issues.
Yeah, you had mentioned you noticed I spoke Brazilian Portuguese, and I, at the event, I met Marley, and then Scott Herman, who brought his girlfriend, Erica, she's also from Brazil, so I found that out when I was there, and we were speaking in Portuguese.
Yes, I noticed that, and, you know, that's what I think is, like, the greatest gift you can give yourself is learning more than one language. It truly, truly is, so that's great. So you met your boyfriend in Brazil. You kind of feel like that's, like, really where your kind of heart and soul home is, don't you, from the way that you've described it?
Yeah, actually, the boyfriend that you mentioned is my ex-boyfriend. The one that I'm with now, he's Brazilian also, which is kind of funny, but I met him here. in the States.
Oh, okay.
And when I did meet him, I was already, I told him, you are one lucky guy because I can already speak to your family. I mean, he immigrated here on his own. His family is all still in Brazil, so I was like, well, you hit the jackpot.
Oh, that's so great. And I've heard you speak of your boyfriend. I know you speak very, very highly of him, so that's great. That's, you know, meant to be, obviously, so that's great, Shauna. So talking about, you know, getting involved in the martial arts, tell us, now you hold a professional level belt in that. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, so when you start out, there's 5 belts, and you don't get one every year. It can take 2-3 years to get a belt. It really depends on your skill level and how long you've trained. And the 5th belt is called a graduated student, and that's when you can start teaching. And the belt after that, which is what I have, is called a professora, because I'm a girl, but a man would be called a professor, like a professor. It's a teaching level belt. It's the equivalent of a black belt in karate. And then after that, it's contra master and then master. And there's different levels of master. And you can't, like I said, get them every year. They take years. Some master belts can take you 10 years to get. So it's really, whoever has a higher belt than you, you really give them a lot of respect and honor, because it's like, it's like treating your elders with respect, for instance. You know that they've been in the art form for a long time, and they always get to go first, basically, and you listen to them. You don't disrespect them. So I have that level belt. I haven't been training as much as I would have liked to for the last couple of years after I opened my hair salon. That's another thing I didn't mention. I do hair. I've done hair since I was right out of high school. And years and years of going from salon to salon, my coworker and I decided to open our own salon. So after we did that, my life got extremely hectic, and it's definitely taken that aspect out because I work late nights. So definitely I put my time and effort into the gym as much as possible, because that's near home and I can get it done early in the morning.
Right. And, you know, before I knew all of this about you, about, you know, your martial arts and, you know, your family and your father and your brother and your grandfather and things like that, you know, I knew that your sister and you have a company and you have a show called, is it Happy Place Radio, correct?
It's called Your Happy Place Radio.
Right.
It's funny because we started just, we thought, okay, my father passed away in 2003, and it was really because he didn't take care of himself all those years being obese. He grew an enlarged heart, and his heart wasn't pumping properly, and so he died of congestive heart failure. It could have even been sleep apnea at that point, because he almost died a year prior to that, and then lived an extra year that he probably shouldn't have, and then died in his sleep. So they just put on the thing that it was congestive heart failure, most likely. But so after he had passed away, so after my dad passed away, I thought one day, I was telling my sister, you know what, Dad was so awesome and amazing. I feel like there should be a street named after him, like how Sesame Street. I'm like, we should call our business Fields Avenue, right? So she's like, that's a great idea. So we started this little business, and we had already been messing around with ebooks and learned how to write them and put them up on the web. And so we started doing ones that were more oriented towards law of attraction, goal setting, you know, living your dreams and things like that. And it kind of led into this radio show that we do, similar to yours, where we just, first we were interviewing each other on topics that we wrote blogs about. And then we thought, well, let's start getting some guests on the show. And then we were asking people that were kind of big names, and they were saying yes. And we were like, wow, this is crazy. These people are doing our radio show. So we've had some really cool guests on the show. We've had
Tell us about a few of them.
Yeah, if you see on YouTube, there's a raw food guy named the Life Regenerator, Dan McDonald. If you don't watch his videos, I highly recommend it. He's super funny and super knowledgeable in the raw food lifestyle. And he's hilarious on our shows. We've had him on there twice, and he's so hilarious. So we've had him, and then we've had Scott Herman, who is another YouTube fitness guy. We had Laura London, who we both know very well. And we've also
had... Laura's been on the show with the LEB, I think at least once or twice. And I tell you, Laura was in the DVDs with us. So, yes, that's great. She's a great guest to have on a show. And not to interrupt you, Shai, but didn't you recently have a doctor... Who did you recently have on your show?
Yeah, so we had Dr. Wayne Dyer is like my idol, Jennifer Nicole Lee is like my idol and my mentor, and Dr. Wayne Dyer is like, I aspire to be that wise. And I've read his books, my sister's read his books, and we thought, well, if he's too busy, because I know he doesn't do interviews very much anymore, we thought, let's ask his daughters. So we had first his daughter, Skye, who sings with him. If you've ever watched him on Channel 9 PBS specials, she sings at his events, and she's got a beautiful voice. And then we had his daughter, Serena, a week later, and she is just like her dad. She's definitely going to be an author. She's very inspirational, and she's very wise for her age. And it was interesting to see how I know he has more children than that, but each one of them has their own special talent and gift.
Right.
And through their talents, they're doing things in the world through their talents that are similar to what he does. So it's very intriguing and inspiring. And one other big guest we had was, if you've ever read The Four Agreements with Don Miguel Ruiz, his son and him made a fifth agreement book. And we had his son, Don Jose Ruiz, on the show, and I read the whole book before we interviewed him, and that was very inspirational as well. And we're constantly reaching out to more and more people. We don't get a chance to do the shows as often as we'd like, but we definitely will have more coming.
That's great, and wow, I'll have to get my hands on that fifth agreement. I have the fourth agreement and then the four agreements, and a book that I was recently given that he must have written about love, I believe. I don't remember the title of it because I have people literally shipping me books every week to try and get on the Ali B Inspiration Show, so I will definitely check out the fifth agreement, and I will also check out the raw foodist you were mentioning. So that is so great, Shauna. And so, you know, I wanted to tell the listeners a little bit about why I originally asked you to be on the show, because as everybody can tell, you have already lived quite a life. How old are you, Shauna?
I'm actually, tomorrow I'll be 35.
Oh, my goodness. Well, happy birthday.
Thanks.
What
Thanks.
An honor yeah. for us to have you right before your birthday. That's great. Well, you know, I don't remember exactly how I first met Shauna in April, but I think Shauna maybe sent a comment to my YouTube channel or sent me a little email comment about something. And, you know, obviously on the Ali B, we get those every day. And so that was great. And I remember going in to meet up for the production for the JNL Fusion DVDs. And I was with Uni and Icebox in the bathroom when we came walking out. And this happens everywhere I go. I could be at a JNL event. I could be getting ready for a photo shoot in a gym I've been to one time in my life. And if Icebox is standing next to me, we will walk into a room, and the first thing you hear is, Icebox! And we gathered, and Shauna, who I now call S Money because I love to nickname people out, all I remember is Shauna going, Icebox! And I remember remembering you then at that point and just really kind of liking your personality because you seem really jokey like I am. I'm very jokey. I love to nickname people out. I think I'm funny. I'm probably a little jerk. So I really liked your personality. And it happens everywhere I take Icebox. And Icebox really is the person who made me. She's my sister-in-law. She also is the person who really made me start the YouTube channel. So, you know, it's funny. I mean, we literally will go to gyms or go to events, and people are always so attracted to her. I love it. So Shauna and I did the DVDs together, and then, you know, we talked as much as, you know, you have time to talk. Icebox was running the timing for JNL during the DVDs, and we were either in DVDs or resting or eating, and some of us were, you know, just doing other things. And I remember just kind of having my eye on Shauna because I really liked her personality, and then, you know, finding out about her radio show and, you know, seeing, you know, some of the things that she was doing, like her competition, and seeing how great, I mean, she looked great in the first place, and I could tell when she talked about, like, hair and that industry that she definitely knows what she's talking about. But to see her transformation, she's so right. You have to really believe to achieve. And, you know, I had Nisa Salas from Texas has been on the Ali B Inspiration a few times, and she's a huge, huge JNL weight loss success story, one of the biggest ones. And she asked me one time on the show, Allison, how do you get all of your energy? Is it from your raw food and your vegan and this and that? And I said, honestly, my energy is a state of mind. I said that to her, Shauna, because I believe your mind, it really controls everything. It really
Definitely.
Does. And the other day I was holding a Pilates class, and there was probably 20, 25 people in there last week. I think it was last Monday. And I said, okay, you guys, at the end of class, I'm going to ask you what the biggest, and I think I said probably the strongest or the biggest muscle in your body. I think I said the strongest muscle in your body is. I think that's what I said. And I said, I'm going to ask you at the end of class, and you can't shout it out. You have to raise your arm. Because some clients probably know me so well that they knew what I was going to say. But I asked, and at the end of class, I asked, and some people said, oh, your abs, or, you know, things that weren't even anatomically your biggest muscle group. people were answering. But one lady raised her hand, and she said, your mind. And I said, you're right, your brain, your mind is. And I gave her some raw vitamins, some organic conditioner, a couple JNL, I think fusion bracelets and things like that, and she won a little package from me that day. It's so true, Shauna, and to think, like, when you go to step on a stage that you are picking apart a half inch of a skin on the back of your leg or your stomach, or you don't like the way your shoulder came out, you know, your last week of training. It's so funny when you can then step out of it a couple weeks later or a month later and go back and look at that and say, you know what, I was in the moment, I trained really hard, and we are way too tough on ourselves, and we really have to treat ourselves with kindness, love, and respect, which I can just tell that, you know, you are such a youthful, vibrant person that way. That, I mean, what do you have to say to our listeners about, you know, really not beating yourself up? Even when you're in competition mode, it's so easy to pick yourself apart, you know?
It's funny because there's a lot of smoke and mirrors when you come on stage. Like, yeah, you're up there in a bikini, and there's not many ways to basically hide it. But there's specific ways that you pose. The tan itself covers the last little flaws. I mean, that tan, I was not white anymore after that tan, and it covered every last little nook and cranny that I thought looked bad, and it actually looked good, and I thought, oh, wow, all these things you see in magazines, they're not real. And that's
right.
The thing that I've learned a lot about, even at my fitness model shoot recently, it's still, the pictures still get touched up. I own Photoshop. I know how to work it. But a lot of people look at the magazines and think, you know, I want to look like this girl. And really, that girl's got a fake tan, fake lashes, hair extensions, and the photo's touched up. And it's not that those things are bad. That's my business. You know, beauty is my business.
Right.
I think everybody
Absolutely.
Should feel good about themselves. But I think for a long time, I didn't like how I looked. And the amount of how close I was to what I got, it was so close, like around the corner, that I beat myself up all those years for nothing. I mean, really. And
right.
that type of physique is not a sustainable year round. It's actually not good for you to have that low of a body fat year round. Some people try to stay within 5 to 8 pounds, and some people go buck wild afterwards. As long as you're living a healthy lifestyle, you're going to have a decent physique, and you should feel good about yourself. That doesn't mean that I'm 100% always satisfied, but I definitely have learned to love myself more through this experience than ever before, because I saw what my body's capable of, and I learned the realistic point of it. And I learned that fitness should be about health and vitality, longevity, and enjoying your life. And doing a show is not necessarily all of those things. It actually is very, it's restrictive. You're not hanging out with your friends. You're not enjoying food with your family. It's definitely not a, you know, an embracing type of a lifestyle. It's a short period of time. Some people, they're career competitors. That's what they want to do. But fitness shouldn't make you turn into a psycho about your food. It shouldn't give you an eating disorder or a mental problem. It should enhance your life. And there's lots of foods out there that were born, that were put on this earth for us to enjoy. There might be a better portion size of it or a better time of day to eat it. But I don't believe in cutting out everything. I know Laura London has said the same thing. I believe in eating whole foods as much as possible. And if it's, you know, I always see, like, Bob Harper on his thing will say, don't eat the buns. Today's 4th of July. Skip the buns. And I'm thinking, eat the buns. Today's 4th of July. You know, if it's Thanksgiving, eat your Thanksgiving. I mean, you can only, if you're going to do it all year long, who cares if you splurge on a special day? That's what those days are for. You know,
well,
I mean, you want to have some sense of normalcy.
Right. And, you know, my thing is two things. A, you can't out-train your nutrition. So if you want to eat like junk, it doesn't matter if you train every week or every day every week. You're not going to out-train your nutrition to a certain degree. And it's what you do in life, whether it's nutrition, being a good person, working on your goals, saving money, whatever. It's what you do 90% of the time. It's not what you do 10% of the time. Now, for me, even if I'm going to eat the bun on the 4th of July, for me, it's probably going to be Dave's Killer Bread that, you know, is organic with, you know, sprouted grains, something like that. But, you know, I don't go for junk. I don't go for something that I know is going to, you know, spike my blood sugar or give me heart failure. I just don't go for that. I don't think there's ever a holiday or a reason to potentially give myself cancer or give myself heart failure. To me, there's never a reason. Hence, I don't drink. I don't smoke, just like you. No soda. I forget soda even exists. And it's so
– you grow
to
like those things. You grow to
like
those things.
And they're good.
I actually enjoy Ezekiel bread. I love it. And when I cut it out of my diet during that portion of time for my show, man, I was missing it. And it, I thought – all the people out there that don't like brown rice and don't like quinoa and stuff, try cutting everything out of your diet for 6 weeks or more, and then you're going to see how good it tastes.
Right. I agree. And, you know, I really hope for the future of competing. You know, I mean, I'm a vegan. I'm a hardcore vegan. But obviously I train and work with people and do not judge people. So that is one thing I don't do, because I don't want judgment on me about what I do or do not eat. But, you know, I can tell you there is an easier way to compete if you are a vegan with your nutrition. You can eat raspberries the day of the show. I mean, you truly can. Like, you can eat. It doesn't have to be chicken broccoli diet or tilapia, fish, asparagus, you know, dandelion tea, the whole way up. But in saying that, you know, years and years and years of a science get results, and the competition side of fitness is really so different than, say, what you were doing at Fitness Model Factory. And I think you and I talked personally about that a little bit. You know, you don't want to go into a photo shoot super sunken in and super, you know, dehydrated or too lean. And I think competition, people do competitions for a career, and then people also do, you know, like Jamie Eason is a fitness model. She's not, you know, dieting 365 to step on the stage, but she keeps her nutrition in check so that she's always Oxygen Magazine ready, just like JNL does. So, right. You know, those types of people, and ideally me, Laura London, and you, and people in our industry, hopefully lead by example with that, because there really is a difference. And, you know, I really agree with what you said. It's not a healthy thing long term to step on those stages year after year and compete, but it is fun. It can get you acknowledgement, which can lead to other, you know, endorsements with companies. So I see why people want to do it. I've trained Bikini America competition winners. I've worked with millions. I feel like millions and billions of bodybuilders and figure models and pro bikini models. And, you know, Robert Cheek, vegan bodybuilder, the world's first, you know, vegan bodybuilder, has been on the show. And there is different ways to do it, but Shauna, you hit a lot of great notes there. And so I just think it was so funny. Shauna, again, this just is so her personality to me of what I know of it is, like, Shauna's kind of hardcore and she's super funny. And her very first photo shoot ever, really, her very first big photo shoot ever, was at the JNL Mega Brand Building Fitness Model Factory in Miami. And that's just like, you just go from A to Z in one shot, Shauna. So how did that feel?
Well, it's funny because I swear the law of attraction, I know you know about it because I've heard you talk about it before. I've read tons of books on it. This is a true example of it working in my life, because the fact that I even met Jennifer was a miracle in the first place, because it was like, to me, she was like the untouchable, total, you know, Hollywood star. Like, that's
right.
How I had her in my head. And
right.
I, you know, from the second I first saw her on the magazine and saw her win her show, I followed her ever since. I've had her up on my wall, the same as all the rest of us who ended up in the DVD. And I happened to write a blog about her and did a YouTube video about her. And she saw it and had me interview her on her podcast radio show. I was a nervous wreck. Oh, my gosh. I was, like, breathing deeply before I called. It's funny because now I feel, like, way more comfortable with her. Obviously, I realize people are people.
Right.
It's like I could have met Demi Moore or some famous person and not even cared as much, just because I respect what she's done. And when you guys became Fusion Master Trainers, I wanted to go so bad, and I didn't have the money at the time, I believe it was. Or no, I already had a trip planned to Florida, like 2 weeks after. That's what it was.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't go. So I sat back in pure jealousy, and I was like, man, I want to go so bad. And so anyway, the fact that I even got on the DVD was a miracle, because everybody who got asked was already a Fusion Master Trainer, except for the guys and except for me. And
right.
That happened because
I
literally was visualizing it. I was writing it down. And then when I saw Misty had posted, yay, I got picked, I was like, oh, she is picking people, because I knew she was going to be filming in San Diego. So,
right.
My sister was like, just ask her. And I'm like, no, she's got to know I want to go. Because I had just met her a few weeks before that for the first time in Florida, her and
right.
Laura London in person. And
mm-hmm.
so, anyway, finally, I just couldn't sleep. I had that, you know, that nervous feeling where you know something good is going to happen.
I have a theme for that. Do you want to know what it is, Shauna? It's the take action feeling. It's that take action now feeling before the moment loses you. Do it, do it, do it. So,
that's
yes,
what it was.
I love that feeling.
I couldn't sleep. I was restless. I got up and I wrote her an email. And I just said, you know, I don't know if you're done picking people or if you need more, but I live in California. I can drive over. I'll even do your hair if you need help doing your hair. I don't care. I mean, if you need me, I'll be there and I'll help you. I'll do my best to help you make your brand look good. And within a couple of hours, she had sent me the information, and I was like, still didn't tell anybody because I didn't believe it. I was like, maybe it's just a casting call. Maybe there's going to be lots of people and she's, you know, maybe they won't pick me. And it just turned out to be like the best experience, where I met the most amazing people that are really my family. And because of all this, that's how I thought, you know, if I'm going to go do a photo shoot, there's all these guys you can ask in the industry, and there's bigger names than others. And I realized how it works. You pay for your photo shoots, and you hope that you can get your photos out there and things like that. It's a lot different than what I originally thought. I thought, well, if I'm going to go anywhere, I'm going to go with the best who's going to teach me, because she can mold me how she wants to. And it's funny because she was totally posing every one of my poses, and we looked in the camera, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I look like your mini me, because it's like I had her shirt on, and it was like the hair was flying, and it was that pose that she's good at, you know. And I obviously can loosen up a lot more because there was a lot of stiff-faced things. But I really feel honored that I was taught by one of the best. I definitely have a lot more to learn. But I'm a lot more comfortable in front of a camera in front of a filming camera than a photo camera for some reason, because I'm just a goofball. You know, but it was great. My boyfriend went with me. I was so nervous. I got an eye infection 2 days before. I was like, I'm just going to say this out there for the world. I started my period that day. I was like a mess, okay? I was a mess. I was like losing it, and I'm thinking to myself, this is not going to go good. And it went great. And she was she's sitting there doing my hair. And she's like, I know you're a hairdresser. And I'm like, you know what? I always work on other people. Nobody ever works on me. It feels good to, like, don't feel weird that I do hair and you're doing my hair. Like, do whatever. You know, I was just totally enjoying the moment. It went by way too fast. And I would love to do it again. So it was a great experience.
That's so great. Well, what a funny story, and I love it. And I know just, you know, being a part of JNL's team and on behalf of the Ali B, like Shauna, we're so proud of you. And, you know, I've always known what I'm about to say, but somebody, Laura London, actually, who is very, very special in my life, Laura London and I have a show coming out, an actual video fitness show coming out. It will be twice a month for iTunes, called Pilates Meets the Gym, and we're demoing it right now. And Laura reminded me of something in my life that Shauna touched base on that I want the listeners to really remember, is that ask. The worst thing somebody can say is no. Shauna went, and she had a feeling, and she took action on it, and she just asked, hey, can I be a part of this on any level? And had she not asked, maybe Jennifer would have remembered meeting her a couple weeks ago and how that would have went. But Jennifer meets a lot of people and gets a lot of emails. You know, like, she's very, very busy. So the fact that you really put yourself out there, because the worst thing that could have happened is no, you know, and you would have still been fine. You'd still have your show. You'd still be in fitness. You know, you'd still be doing it. It just would have, you know, not been the way it is, but it is the way it is because you asked and you took action. And when you get that little feeling inside where you're excited, take action. It is the biggest part of the law of attraction. And if you ever buy a book that does not mention the take action part on all of that, then you need to throw the book away and try and go get a refund on your money, because it is the biggest part of the law of attraction is take the action, which Laura London is, you know, so great at reminding me of that. And I try and remind myself of that constantly, because I work with a lot of big name people, and I have people come to me, and I have people send me books that want to be on the show, but I also go and I ask for certain people to be on the show. Like, I had Karen Calabrese on the show a few weeks ago, and she literally has been on Oprah Winfrey twice. She's 65 almost. She looks like she's 40. She's never had Botox. She owns, three vegan restaurants, a spa in Chicago, you know, a vegan house. She's like a vegan, raw mega mogul. And, you know, I was very nervous to even approach that. That's a huge interview. That's a huge person in the vegan, raw food, health industry for me to bring onto the show. But, you know, had I not done that, I always would have wondered, what would that have been like, you know? And so I asked, and she did it. And what's so great is I'm working on some other big names that I want to bring onto the show. And so, you know, it's really, Shauna, it's been so great having you on the Ali B Inspiration. And again, I apologize for all the technical difficulties. And so you're going to become this master trainer in January for Jennifer Nicole Lee. Do you have any other up-and-coming ebooks or projects you want to tell the listeners about really quickly before we wrap things up today?
I do, actually. I'm in the works. I'm working on an ebook right now. It's going to be a surprise for everybody because it's a good one. But it's fitness related. I'm knee deep in the creative process of it right now. And my website, I just revamped my website, shaunafieldsfitness.com, where right now it just has a bio, and I'm waiting for Mr. Big to send me the rest of my pictures so I can put those up. But for now, it's just where you can keep in touch with me besides my Facebook, which is facebook.com/ShaunaFieldsFitness. And what I'm really, I haven't quite decided the route I'm taking with my website. I may possibly do some online training after I get certified. I've had some ideas, you know, whether or not I want to do it a certain way or a different way. So for sure, the ebook, I'm planning to try and get it done, if not close to done, before we go and meet each other in Florida.
Great.
So that's really, I'll be doing a press release when it's done. And right now I'm just training to stay in shape for our event because there's been rumors that possibly, you know, Robert Kennedy and Toscarino might possibly go, and whether or not they go or not, you know, pictures are going to be taken, stuff is going to be happening, and, you know, you want to look your best.
I'll tell you this, Shauna. If it's anything like last year, and I know it will be, the whole entire event is a photo shoot. So don't be prepared to be sore from fusion workouts. Be prepared to be sore from modeling.
From smiling
because
and modeling.
You will be smiling and your abs being pulled in. You will not believe the photo shoots that you will be taking at, not Fitness Model Factory, but at the JNL Fusion event, which just starts January 13th. So we are just so glad again, Shauna, that we could get you on the show today. And I just know the fans all over the world are going to just appreciate you and love you and look forward to meeting you in the DVDs in person. We obviously, everybody knows where do we find the Ali B Inspiration. Forward it to your friends. It's on iTunes. Search Allison Brain. If you're on a PC and not a Mac, go to the Podomatic and you can find us there. Shauna's interview will be on the Allison Brain Facebook, the YouTube, or not the YouTube, the AliB.com, you name it. We're going to have links to her website on the AliB.com. We will also, when she puts her new ebook out, we will have her back on the show and interview her for the ebook. So, Shauna, keep us posted with all of your successes, and I really look forward to seeing you in person in January.
I do, too. I can't wait. Thank you for having me on. I'd just like to say to everybody out there, whatever your dream is, there's one thing that Robert Allen is someone I read a lot of his books, and he says, you don't just visualize, you virtualize it. So you make your vision come to life. And when that becomes more real than what you see, that's when it's going to happen. So I'd just like to leave that with everybody. And I'll let you close your show.
Yes, that's amazing. Well, as we all know, today is your tomorrow. Shauna, what's your saying? That's like today is your tomorrow. Say it, girlfriend.
Your now, create your later.
Oh, it's so true. So we're signing out. Have a good one.